Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. God's word comes to us in the sixth chapter of Paul's letter to the Galatians, beginning at the first verse. Brothers and sisters, if anyone is caught in any transgression, you who think you're spiritual should restore him in a spirit of gentleness. But keep watch on yourselves, lest you too be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. If anyone thinks he is something, when he's really nothing, he deceives himself. But let each of you test his own works, and then his reason to boast will be in himself alone and not in his neighbor. For each will have to bear his own load. Well, I looked on the internet this morning to read the news and to see if that Hillary Clinton has done anything else. I mean, could she do anything else? I mean, really? She's running for president. Oh, now, for you Trump haters, what about that guy? I mean, can his foot be any further in his mouth? I mean, come on, he's running for president? What about those Steelers? I wonder what they've done. What has Roethlisberger done now? He can't seem to stay out of trouble. Of course, the Ravens have had their own share of problems, haven't they? We could go on, or I could go on, talking about politicians and sports stars and movie actors. We just love to throw stones, don't we? We love to pick up the newspaper and see what juicy stuff is in there. My, how the mighty have fallen. We can also get that way with our neighbors. You know, there's one neighbor on my street that just really eats my lunch every time. You know what she did this time? Do you know what she did? I wonder what she says about me, though. There is something in us, because of our sin, that finds joy, happiness, relief, maybe a sense of worth when we see the fault, we see the sin, we see the problems in other people. In this country in particular, we have a habit of setting people up on a pedestal, making all kinds of things about them, and then throwing rocks at them until we knock them off. I know people who believe they have a spiritual gift of seeing what's wrong with everybody else. And boy, do they exercise that spiritual gift. Paul is talking about this in writing to the Galatians. The Galatian church was really troubled. It had all kinds of problems, not the least of which was this. Brothers, if anyone is caught in any kind of transgression, oh, they were watching out for each other, all right. They were waving their brothers and sisters' sins before everybody else. See what rotten people they are? You can guess what good people we are, because we're pointing it out. Paul says that's not the spirit of Christ. You can't ignore a transgression, something that's leading a brother or sister away from Christ. But when you take it to them, and take it to them, not everybody else, but take it to them, what are you trying to do? You consider yourself spiritual, Paul says, but are you really being spiritual, or are you just using that name? When we fault find, when we laugh about others' problems and shortcomings, what are we doing? Paul says the purpose of going to someone caught in any transgression is to restore them, to call them back
to Christ, not push them away from us. And he says to do so with not a haughty spirit, not the church lady superior spirit. That was a Saturday Night Live gag, if you don't know. But one of gentleness, one of meekness. Let them meet Christ through us. And not just someone inside the church, but all people. We are not called to be everyone else's policemen. We are called to restore people to Christ. We're called to bring the gospel of Jesus Christ out to others. We're called on not to point out their burdens, not to trip them up under their burdens. We're called on to bear one another's burdens. Do we saddle up to folks that we see falling in transgression to help them bear their burden or to jump on top of that burden? That's really tough stuff. But Paul says we do this restoration. We approach with gentleness and meekness. We approach to bear one another's burdens in order to fulfill the law of Christ. Just think for a minute if God were the type to sit up there on his throne and laugh about our foibles. To laugh about the times he sees us caught in our own transgression and sin. Caught in his eyes, if not in ours. What if God just laughed about it and pointed it out to the angels? What if God said, "Look how much better we are than lost humanity"? But he didn't. For him, it was to restore mankind, to restore you and me, not to add to our burden, but take our burden of sin and guilt away and lay it on Christ. That Jesus would suffer and die in our place, to take that ultimate burden off of our shoulders. Give us a freeing gospel, not only for our own hearts to know we are forgiven and loved and redeemed, but one that we can take to others who are caught in transgression. That yes, there's a lot in our lives that God condemns in his law, but he does not condemn us. He frees us through his Son, through his cross, through forgiveness. So fulfill the law of Christ in gentleness and meekness and bearing one another's burdens and forgiveness and love, just as our burdens have been borne by Christ and forgiven. And we have been restored just like you saw Ethan restored to his father through holy baptism. His burden taken away and the cross given to him. But Paul doesn't just stop there, does he? Paul goes on to kind of warn the Galatians, those who considered themselves spiritual. He says, when you find yourself fault-finding, when you find yourself rejoicing in the sin or the shortcomings of another, watch out. Watch yourself. How many times have we laughed at someone else who tripped only to trip at the same spot and fall on our face? Or find ourselves perhaps not with that same sin or transgression, but another one. Only to have folks point at us. You see, when we get to thinking that we are something when we are not, when we try to put ourselves over people, when we try to see ourselves as holier than thou, better than thou, we need to recognize that we are not. That's when we fall. My, how the self-righteous fall. It says, instead, examine your own work Examine your own life. Busy yourself with that and not everyone else's. Busy yourself with your own steps and not with everyone else's. What do you see? You see yourself trip. You see yourself fall. But you also see Christ, who forgives and lifts the burden off of us. When we look at our own works, what do we see? Do we see that we're doing it in the name of Christ? Or do we kind of make fun of Christ when we do it to humiliate another? Like I said, Galatian church had many, many problems. But this problem will rip them apart from the inside, fault-finding with one another. Plus, it is what unbelievers always accuse Christians of being: superior folk, holier-than-thou folk, who don't have one inch to talk. Restore, bear one another's burdens, do so with gentleness. Watch ourselves. We've got a log in our own eyes rather than the speck in someone else's. Test our own works. But above all, do not forget that we have been restored in Christ. We have been forgiven by Him. The burden of our sin, which is as great as anyone's on earth, has been lifted, it's been restored, and has been forgiven. So lift and restore and forgive that brother and that sister all around you. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life which is everlasting. Amen.